Sean Mice here, and in today's training, I'm going to teach you how to create a game plan in your business. I'm going to show you how to use that game plan, how to use that game plan to tell you what to do every single week of the year, and how to know on Monday morning when you wake up what you need to be doing on Monday, on Tuesday when you wake up what you need to be doing on Tuesday, on Wednesday when you wake up what you need to be doing on Wednesday to achieve your goals over the course of the year. It's an amazing system, the game plan method, that I'm getting ready to share with you. And it is going to give you two levels of clarity. One level of clarity is it's going to show you the big picture. It's going to give you the map that's going to get you where you need to be. And then you're going to fill in the blanks with the pieces that need to happen. And then the thing that it's going to next do for you is it's going to tell you what you need to do every single day. You know, I would guess that many of you, when you wake up in the morning, you look at your information business, you really don't know what you should do today. So you open up the computer to kind of find out, and you end up spending an hour in email and an hour on social media, and then you're starting to feel tired. And I've been there, done that. If I don't know what I'm going to do today when I wake up, I might as well just not do my day. And when I say wake up, sometimes if I don't know when I wake up, I will spend whatever time it takes, 20 minutes, an hour. I may spend 3 hours figuring out what I'm going to do today before I turn the computer on. Because if I don't know what I'm going to do today, I might as well just go skiing or go hiking. Because if I don't know what I'm going to do today, I am not going to get results. I'm going to log in. I'm going to spend some time in email. I'm going to spend some time trying to help folks. I'm going to spend some time looking at stats. I'm going to spend some time trying to think about what I'm supposed to be doing. But because of the fact that I'm becoming very reactive in whatever it is that I'm doing, because let's face it, social media is very reactive. Email is very reactive. Watching a whole bunch of videos that other people create, it tends to be very, very reactive. Mentally, it's very reactive. I can't be in a reactive state if I'm going to make my business move to the next level. I can't be reactive. I have to go in and be proactive. And in order for me to be proactive, I have to know what it is that I'm going to work on. And the method that I'm going to share with you today is going to show you how to create a game plan so that every month, every week, every day, when you wake up, you're able to say, okay, I know what I'm going to work on. And if you don't know it when you wake up, you're able to have that thinking planning time like I do at the beginning of my productive days and say, okay, what do I need to do today that's going to move me one step closer to the weekly goal, to the monthly goal, to the yearly goal, whatever that thing is. This is going to give you amazing clarity. So let me go ahead and kind of tell you how to do it first, and then I'm going to give you three examples on how to do it. And when I give you these examples, you're probably going to relate to one of the three examples. If you don't relate, that's okay, because when I give you these examples, some creative juices are going to begin to flow inside of you that are going to say, okay, my game plan, my example is something different than what this is, but I can easily apply it to mine, and that's why we're going to do three examples. So the concept is that you're going to look at whatever it is that you want to accomplish over a given period of time. And by the way, I want to say that this can be applied to things other than just your business. So we're going to talk, obviously, today the examples are going to be business-oriented, the examples are going to be revenue-oriented, the examples are going to be profit-oriented. But you can use this process if you're wanting to lose weight. You can use this process if you're wanting to get more healthy. You can use this process if you're wanting to do any other type of self-improvement thing, all the way across your family, your relationships, your community involvement, your personal life. You can use this process on a 3-month period. You can use it on a 6-month period. You can use it on a 12-month period. Obviously, today, the examples I'm going to give you are going to be 12-month period, and they're going to be business-related. But this process, this game plan process, works every time for anything that you've got to do where there's any kind of planning involved. And one more thing I want to share with you before I give you the process, and that is that a lot of times when we're trying to get somewhere, even if we're doing the right steps, even if you're studying from me or you're studying from somewhere else and you're learning, you know, let's say there's 100 steps to do whatever it is that you want to do, and you're running, and you say, okay, I need to do this, and I need to do this, and I need to do this, and every day I'm just going to do one of these pieces. The problem is, if you don't know where you're going, you do one piece here, and you do one piece here, and you do one piece there, you can't put it all together. And the truth of the matter is, if you don't put it all together, you know, let's face it, you can have a great amount of traffic and a great product, but if you don't have a good sales page or a good email campaign, you're probably not making any money at all. If you have great traffic and you have a great email campaign and you have, you know, a great product, but you don't have a sales page, you're probably not making any money at all. You can have a great product, you can have a great sales page, you can have a great email campaign, but let's face it, if you don't have any prospects, you're not making any money at all. You're not changing lives. If people aren't able to download whatever it is that you're doing and be excited about whatever it is that you're doing, you're not changing lives. And this can be on a financial perspective or this can be on a nonprofit type of thing. If you're not able to connect on all the pieces, so you've got to be able to get people excited, you've got to be able to find the people to get excited, you've got to do the thing that's going to make them excited, and then you've got to have a way for them to take action, whether that's for them to listen to your podcast, whether it's to have them watch your video, your weekly video, your daily video, whether it's for them to join a coaching program, whether it's for them to buy a product, you know, whatever the thing is that's going to change their lives, you've got to have all of those pieces in place. But a lot of times we think about the individual pieces that you want to have in place. You would think about these individual pieces that you want to have in place, but if you don't know how those go together, then you'll never get where you need to go. And so today, when you create this game plan for the course of the entire year, then you'll be able to fit each one of those pieces into place. And a lot of times when you do this, there's an aha moment that says, wow, I've been working really hard on traffic, or I've been working really hard on subscribers, or I've been working really hard on a product or a coaching program, but there's one thing that I'm missing. When you write your game plan, it all comes together. And so the way that your game planning process is going to work is that you're going to set your goal for the given time period. Set your goal for the given time period. So what I want to do with you first before we go into any examples is I want you to take out a blank sheet of paper, and I want you to write down what that goal is for the course of the year. I want you to write down what the goal is for the course of the year, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to start with your goal for the course of the year. Okay? So when you've written that down, that goal for the course of the year, then what you're going to do is you're going to ask yourself what things need to be in place in order to achieve that goal. So now, obviously, this can be done for things that happen in your personal life. These can happen for things that are in your business life. These can happen for things that are in your community life. So if there's a goal that you want to accomplish, even if it includes other people, then you're able to use this process. You're able to take what you've written down on the sheet of paper. This is what your goal is. Now we say, okay, these are all the things that need to happen in order to make my goal occur. So you can write them down. There may be 10 things that need to happen. I need X level of traffic. I need Y types of opt-in pages. I need Z number of products. I need A coaching program. I need B membership. If we're putting it together, a community project, we need these 5 particular things that need to happen. We say, okay, well, John's going to do this, and Mark's going to do this, and Julie's going to do this, and Sarah's going to do this, and Bobby's going to do this. And you're able to break it down really easily. So it's the same thing when you're game planning the course of your year. So you've written down the goal that you want to accomplish for the year, and then you've written down the things that need to happen in order to make that happen. Now what we're going to do, we say, okay, this is our yearly goal. What needs to happen every single month in order for us to be able to hit our yearly goal? Okay, so I want to use a non-monetary example, because I'm going to give you real examples in just a moment. But I want to imagine that you're creating a new coalition in your neighborhood for taking care of some big project. Let's just say that your neighborhood has lots of dogs. They're friendly dogs. There's no dog park in your neighborhood. And you say, you know what, I'd like to gather together everybody in the neighborhood that has dogs and say, what can we do to put together a dog park? And so you do it. You say, okay, the goal, we're going to have a dog park in a year. What needs to happen to make that happen? Well, number one, we need to find, you know, all the people with dogs. The next thing we need to do is find out which of them want to be participants. You know, we need to find out, where's the money going to come from? Where's the land going to come from? Do we have a fencing contractor going to help us put a fence around a 5-acre plot of land? You know, these are all the things that need to be done. And then we're able to say, okay, what needs to be done each month in order for that to happen. The first thing we need to do is find out everybody that has a dog in the neighborhood. We need to find them all out and put them on a mailing list so we can communicate with them. You know, the second thing that we need to do is we need to have a meeting. We need to brainstorm with everybody and say, do we know of any land in the area? Does anybody that we're talking with have some land that you're not using for something that you could donate to the community, or you could even retain rights to it, but you allow the community to use it for a period of time? You say, do we have a fencing contractor that could help us out putting the fence around? You know, have we assembled 1,000 people, and could everybody just be willing to donate $25 and it allow us to maybe go out and buy some land? Or, you know, maybe everybody donates $100 and we're able to buy the land and put the fence on it. And then what do we need to do? Well, that's the first 2 months. What do we need to do the next 10 months to make this a reality? And you say, Sean, why are you giving us these nonprofit examples first? Because I want you to get the concept around the game plan itself before we get into the money, because a lot of times money just blinds people. It really does. Money, maybe you've been blinded by it before. I've been blinded by it before. You know, we get into the money and we start working on the money, and we forget about how we're changing lives. We forget about what we're really changing inside of people for us to be able to get to wherever it is that we want to go. Because, you see, the success that we have and the success that we're going to have is going to be predicated on how much that we're able to help other people. Okay, the success that we have is going to tell us, the success that we have is going to be predicated on how much we help other people. The more we help other people, the more success that we are going to have. And I look at it from the perspective of a nonprofit. Okay, so if we look at a nonprofit, the more people we help, then the more we're going to be able to say, hey, we're helping 800 people now. Can we take donations to help us help more people? And now we're helping 2 million people. Then we can say, boy, can we take even more donations to be able to help? And again, here we are back to the money. But let's talk about volunteers. If we can say, boy, we're taking care of 800 people every week, we need 40 volunteers. Well, if you're only helping 3 people, you don't need 40 volunteers. You need one, or maybe just yourself. Well, it's the same thing in business. If you're helping more people and you're charging for helping now instead of, you know, it being a nonprofit type of thing, a charitable thing, if you're helping other people then and they're paying you, the more people that you help, the more you get paid. And so a lot of times instead of focusing on the money, we want to be able to focus on how can we help more people. And I want to stress this because I'm going to use numbers to illustrate everything. But in a few minutes, when I talk about selling a $100 product, I'm going to use the language selling a $100 product. But what I really mean is helping a fellow human by getting a training program into their hands for which they're going to exchange $100 with you. That's what I'm really talking about. I'm talking about your training program should be so good it changes people's lives, and they will enjoy trading $100 of their money for your information. So I stress this because so often we get into this and we go, I'm just going to sell, but we forget that there's a human on the other side of the merchant account. There's a human that's purchasing whatever it is. The training has to be good enough to change lives at whatever level you're charging for it. And if the training's only good enough to change people's lives in such a way that they're only willing to trade $10 for the training, you're simply not going to become as profitable as if your training is so phenomenal that folks will trade $100 for the training, or $100 a month, or $300 a month, or $300, or $1,000 for the training. So when I get into all these numbers here in a minute, and I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it from a financial perspective. We're just going to talk about money. But I want you to grasp, I want you to retain in your mind what's behind it, and it's all about the people. Okay, so we've talked about the community dog park, and that's how you do it, your game plan. The way we're going to work the game plan is we're going to take whatever it is our goal is, we're going to say this is what needs to be done, we're going to break it into monthly components, so 10 months or 12 months. I like 10 months, and I'm actually going to break things down into 10 months here. And the reason we're going to do that is because it gives you a month for vacation if you need it, it gives you a month to be sick, it gives you a month to, I mean, you know, let's face it. You know, I was thinking the other day, folks, that one of the things that successful entrepreneurs master is being able to handle the unexpected. And you say, well, how do you handle the unexpected? It's unexpected, because the unexpected is expected. The unexpected will occur. And if you don't plan for the unexpected, then you're going to kind of be behind the eight ball, as they say. You're going to be in a position where you're not going to be able to accomplish whatever it is because you haven't planned for the unexpected. And so that's how we're going to do it. We say we're going to plan a 10-month year where if we need to take a vacation, if somebody gets sick, you know what I mean? Let's face it. Once every 2 or 3 years, we probably all get some sickness that makes us lay in bed for a week. You know, we get a flu or a cold, and we can't get out of bed. Something happens. You know, you can't tell me the next week you're 100% at work. You're not. I'm not. And so maybe 2 or 3 weeks before you're able to really be full scale again, what if you could just take that time off and say, well, that's just my month off. And then maybe you say, I'm going to take a month off for vacation. You'll be able to do that when you plan a 10-month year. And then what we're going to do is you're going to break it down. Once you have a month, you're going to say, okay, in order to do this, what do I need to do each week? And then in order to do this, what do I need to do each day? And then each day, you can plan that each day, or you can plan it ahead of time. If you plan it too far ahead of time, if you get behind or ahead, then you really got to start switching things around. Now, without further ado, I'm going to get into the examples, because the examples are going to put meat to what I've just said with you. So if you're thinking, okay, well, I know what I want to do over the course of the next year, but it's kind of sounding hollow to me, breaking it into a month, breaking it into a week, I'm going to show you. The first example I'm going to give you, I'm going to imagine someone is at $0 and they want to get to $100,000 in a year. Now, this is an imaginary type of thing. Let's face it, most people that are starting out at zero will not do everything right, and we're obviously assuming that they're going to do everything right. They won't do everything right. They'll fumble around choosing their niche. They'll get stuck on something. They'll choose the wrong traffic, and then they'll be married to that traffic source because they're really emotionally in love with it, because they really think it should work, because Sean or somebody else told them that that was the perfect traffic source. They get married to it, and they fumble around for 6 months. They have to choose another one, and then they're discouraged, and you know, they'll do everything right but one thing. They'll get the traffic right, the email campaign right, they'll get the sales thing right, but then they're just not willing to pick up the microphone and start recording because they have no products. And I've seen that. I've seen that before. I've seen people, you know, go for a long period of time, they get everything right, but, you know, what's holding you back, John? What's holding you back, Mary? And they say, well, I just don't have a product yet. Well, what's holding you back from doing it? Well, I'm afraid. I'm afraid of what people are going to think of the sound of my voice. Get over it. Here's the thing. I learned this a long time ago. If people don't like the sound of my voice, they don't buy anything else from me. It's okay. It really is. Because the people who don't buy from you do not control your future. The people that do like the sound of your voice, they're the ones that will ask for more training. And if only 3% of everybody that comes onto my list likes the sound of my voice, that pays my bills day in and day out. I mean, seriously, you could have 97% of the people who come onto your list and say, I don't like your name, I don't like your nationality, I don't like the sound of your voice, it's too high-pitched, it's too low-pitched, it's too squeaky, it's too gruff, it's too accented, whatever the case is. We know this. You may have thought that before. You know, there's something wrong with my voice. Get over it. Start recording. If people don't like it, they'll weed themselves out, and the people that do like you will take action with you. Okay? So I say that not to scare anybody. I mean, if you're at that zero place, can you get there? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I made incredible, and without the stats in front of me, I can't tell you exactly where I went in the exact first 12 months. But I'm pretty close to that number, if not exceeding that number, at least certainly in terms of the monthly revenue to get there, and that's what we're going to be talking about here. You can do it, but it's going to take all cylinders firing to do it. Those are all my disclaimers about going from zero to 100K. I also want to say that if you set your goal for 100K and you only make 30 online, you're far a whole lot better off than you were for the last 3 years when you're still stuck at zero. Okay? So when you when you see the game plan that I'm getting ready to give you, I'm obviously not going to be giving you the instructions for how to get from zero to 100K. I'm giving you a game plan. But when you hear me talk about the game plan, you're going to see some things. You're going to go, that's what it's going to take to get there. That's what it's going to take to get there. And from a numerical perspective, if you don't do these numerical things, you won't get there. if you do these numerical things, you will. And so if you'll change people's lives in such a way that you hit these numerical targets, well, you'll be where you want to go. Let's talk about it. Let's really dig into it. See if I can stay away from disclaimers for a few minutes. Okay, so at the end of the year, we want to be at a $100,000 business. Okay, now, in order for us to get to a $100,000 business, what do we need to be doing every month? If we're at a 10-month year, what do we need to be doing every month? $10,000 a month. So our goal is really not $100,000 by the end of the year. Our goal really is $10,000 a month by the end of the year. And that's going to make our income this year lower than $100,000. Because if in the 10th month you do $10,000 and in the month before that you do $9,000, the month before that you do $8,000, I think when you add it all up, you come up with about $50,000. I forget numerically if it's $45,000 or $55,000, but it's around $50,000 is where you'd be. So really, if you want to net $100,000 this year, then you may need to say, I want to be at $200,000 by the end of 1 year, which is $20,000 a month, and then you'll get to it by $20,000 the 10th month, $18,000 the 9th month, $16,000 the month before. Now, if you're starting out at zero and you don't have any experience, that's highly improbable. And I just gave you some disclaimers about getting to $100,000. You got to do everything right. You got to really push. You got to get away from reading mindless emails. You got to turn off. You're probably going to have to turn off social media. You're probably going to have to turn off the television. And there's really some life-changing things that may have to happen for you to go from zero to 100K. I mean, if you're at 50K, getting to 100K might be a piece of cake. And if you're at zero and all you want to do is get to $100 a month, well, you can probably do that while keeping all the creature comforts. But the first year can be your very most difficult year. And it's the year where you sort of have to say, okay, this is almost going to be this is going to be one of those years where I may not sleep as much. This may be one of those years I'm really going to need a vacation at the end. But I want to suggest something to you. Most of you have had a lifetime crisis. I'm not going to name any because as soon as I name yours, you know, you feel like I'm picking on you or go into tears or whatever. I've had a few life crises. I'm not going to tell you what they are in today's training. I've had a few life crises. Mine may have been not as bad as yours, or maybe they've been worse than yours. Or maybe one of mine is worse than most of yours, but maybe one of yours is worse than all of mine combined. Okay, so, but that's not the issue. You know you've had some life crises. And during those crises, you didn't get much sleep. You got sick a lot because you weren't sleeping enough. You neglected your friends. You did all kinds of crazy things, and at the end of your crisis, you were good for nothing for 3 months. You just had to go sleep on the beach somewhere. You had to, you know, we all know how we deal with crises. And by the way, if you're going through a crisis now, look back to some of your prior crises, recognize that they all go away at some point, and then you take a break. Well, it's the same thing with your current crisis. Let's talk about game planning. One of the things that folks struggle to do when they're getting into business, and a lot of coaches, I think, aren't willing to tell you what I'm getting ready to tell you, because I'm going to be blunt with you. I'm going to say this. I'm going to say, if you were willing in life to go through those crises, I mean, that's almost a sarcastic statement, because you didn't have a choice. You had to go through those crises. You went through them. You didn't sleep much. You worked a whole lot. You didn't have time for email. You didn't have time to read your mail. You didn't have time for social media. You didn't have time for anything or anybody. You felt like you were going to die. But 18 months later, you emerged. You began to sleep a little bit more. You got healthier. You reversed whatever the problem was, if you had not eaten enough or you ate too much or, you know, whatever. You weren't working out enough. Whatever the case was, whatever it was that tore your body up from the crisis, you emerged from it. Well, why not just choose to say, you know what, I'm going to allow myself to go into crisis mode for 1 year. Now, if you're married, you're going to do it with permission of your wife or your husband. I mean, if you've got a family with children, you better make sure all the needs are taken care of. Okay, and I'm not talking about making it really, really bad. I'm just saying, look, maybe no TV for a year. Maybe no social media for a year. Maybe no email except essential email 10 minutes a day for a year. Maybe I normally need 9 hours of sleep, but I'm going to do it in 7. And yeah, I know it tears my body up and I'm going to get a cold a few times, but you know what? This is worth it for 1 year to scale back by 2 hours. Now, obviously, look, if you're a driver and you can't cut back, well, it'll be unhealthy for you to do that. It's like you've got to use wisdom here, folks. You've got to use wisdom. So I'm not suggesting anybody cut your sleep back if you need that sleep to get where you need to go. But let's face it, some of us have used vanity sleep. We don't need to sleep that extra 45 minutes in the morning, but we do. Imagine if that 45 minutes were put to good use in your business. You may say, well, I can't sustain that for the rest of my life. No, you can't. Your body will take a beating. But what you might be able to do is sustain it for 8 months, sustain it for 9 months. You know, most of us can do just about anything for 8 or 9 months. I mean, seriously, most of us can suffer almost anything for 8 or 9 months. So you say, you know what, I'm going to do whatever it takes to build this business for 9 months, and then we're going to have a new level of financial freedom. My wife's going to be able to quit her job. My husband's going to be able to quit his job. I'm going to be able to quit my job, you know, whatever the case is. The truth of the matter is, if you look back the prior 3 years, you look back the prior 3 years and you look at the sacrifices that you've made by some of the investments that you've made, by sleepless nights, et cetera, it may not be any deeper than if you just totally plunged into the business and said, I'm going to do whatever it takes. Okay, so let's go to this $10,000 a month. What needs to be sold to get to 10 grand? What needs to be sold to get to 10 grand? Let's map it out. Now, you can map this any way you want. Okay. If you were to say, I'm just going to sell only $100 products, you just need to make 100 sales of $100, and you'll do 10 grand. That's it. Every month, 100 people. 100 humans' lives are changed every month because they buy your product and learn from it. That's it. And think about that. That's all you need is 100 people to buy your $100 training program. That's it. Now, obviously, if you invest half of that in advertising, then you need 200 units to be sold. But if you're advertising and you're willing to spend $10,000 a month to do 200 units at $100, you sure ought to be able to do 200 units at $100 if your product's worth a sold. Let me think about that. I'm going to dwell on this for a minute. That's all it takes is 200 units at $100 to take in 20 grand so you can invest half of that in keeping the leads coming in. You could invest half of that in outsourced people. Think about that. Now, if you're going to do it all yourself, all you need is 100 units at $100 a month. It's not even $100 a month. It's just every month 100 people trust you enough. That's it, folks. That's it. Okay, now, what if we were to add in a coaching program at $100 a month? And so instead of having to resell people every single month, they're paying every month as long as you're doing a good job. So instead of having 100 people at $100 of fresh business every month, maybe you have 30 people that pay you $100 a month every month. And so now you only have to have 70 units sold at $100. That's it. To make 10 grand a month, all you got to do is have 70 new people buy at $100. But one of the things we know about this business is that a percentage of people who buy at $100, if you have you change people's lives at the $100 level, a percentage of those people will invest with you in deeper training. You know, like a more intense coaching program, personal coaching, whatever the case is. What if just 10 people a month paid you $300 to work with them for a couple hours? Just 10 people a month. What if just 10 people a month bought your $300 advanced training program? Or 10 people a month bought your $300 advanced training program? What if you had a low-cost program of just $50 and 20 people bought that? If we just used a mix like that, what could we do to get to 10 grand? We'd have 30 people paying $100 a month. We'd have 30 people paying $100 new products every month. Not new products, but 30 new people that buy one of your existing products, 10 people that invest at $300, and then 20 people who buy your low-ticket $50 item. That's it, 10 grand. And he said, the way the game plan process is going to work is we're going to go back. We're going to say, first of all, to get to 100 grand, we need 10 grand a month. To get to 100 to 10 grand a month, what needs to be sold? We just talked about what needs to be sold. So now what will it take to get to that? What's it take to have 30 people paying 100 bucks a month? About 7 to 8 people a month enroll in your program. That's it. 7 to 8 people a month enroll in your program with some attrition, you know, a couple people dropping out. Then you'll have, in about 5 months, you'll have 30 people a month paying you 100 bucks a month. And then that number can go up over time. So obviously, if you game plan for 100 grand this year, next year, hopefully you're game planning for something bigger than that. What's it take to have 30 new sales at $100? Somewhere between 300 and 1,000 subscribers, for example. Obviously, it's going to depend on the quality of those subscribers and where they're coming from. And we'll talk a little bit more about subscribers here in a few minutes. And this training is about the game plan. It's obviously not all the tactical things that you've got to do to make each one of these pieces happen. Okay. But what's it going to take to get to those 30 sales at $100? You know, a few hundred subscribers is probably all it'll take. You know, when you're small, you can do a lot more with a smaller number of subscribers than you can when you're bigger. Because when you're small and you only have 300 subscribers a month coming in, you know, you can write a highly personalized email every single day. You respond to everybody's email personally. When you're getting 10,000 subscribers a month and 50 people are sending you an email every single day, you say, I cannot do this anymore. I can't answer everybody's email personally. I just can't do it. It's not physically possible. And when you do that, when you get away from being so personal, then sales percentages go down a little bit. And so as your business grows, you need more and more subscribers to do double the business, for example. Okay? But just looking at this, to get to 10 grand a month, a few hundred subscribers, likely. Obviously, depending on how well you communicate with them, maybe you need as many as 1,000. So you just look at that and we say, okay, what do we need to get to 1,000 subscribers a month? It's just 30 a day. What could we do to do that? Well, a video a day on YouTube might be enough to get you 30 subscribers a day once you created some momentum. But remember, you don't have to create all the momentum in the first month. The first month, you're just getting started. You've got until the end of the year to get to 10 grand. Imagine if every single day for a full year, you were to schedule into your day at 2 p.m. to do a 10-minute YouTube video, and you were to upload that. I believe by the end of the year, if you did nothing else but that, by the end of the year, you'd probably be getting about 30 subscribers a day. If that's all you did, and you didn't even tell anybody about the video. And now, obviously, if you've been through any of my training, you know that if you create a video, you're going to tell people about it. You're going to write an article and tell people about it. You're going to send it to everybody in your social media. You're maybe even going to buy some advertising to send people to it. But after a while, you know, 500 people watch one of your videos, 50 of them join your video subscriber list, then those people receive automatically every new video that comes out. They spread it, they share it. You're going to spread it and share it. It doesn't take much to get to 30 subscribers a day, which is 900 subscribers a month. It really doesn't take that much. So what will it take to have the products? I mean, obviously, you've got to have a coaching program. You've got to have a $100 training program. You've got to have a $300 training program. You've got to have a $50 training program. And let's just break this down into some hour units. Let's say the $100 training program takes 5 hours of training. What's it take to do that? You know your niche inside and out, or you wouldn't be in it. If you don't know your niche inside and out, you need to study your niche. You need to buy some of your competitors' training programs, listen to all of them, take really good notes, know as much about the business as about your niche as they do, and then you can go out and create your own training programs from scratch. How will you be able to do that? Because now you have the information inside of your brain because you've studied it. It's right there. It's inside of you. So in an hour, you write down the outlines for the 5 hours of training. Tomorrow, each of the next 5 days, you spend 1 hour recording for 1 hour, you have your $100 training program. What's maybe your $300 training program is an advanced program with 15 hours, 15 more days. Bam, it's done right there. It's done. Your $50 training program, you know, maybe that's just 3 hours of training. We need 18 hours of training over the entire year. That's an hour and a half per month. You see how we're doing this? We've talked about $10,000 a month by the end, to get to where you want to go, you need 18 hours of training that's pre-recorded. Imagine if you were to break that down and say, I'm going to do 6 the first month, 6 the second month, and 6 the third month. That's only 6 hours out of 168 per week you get given every single week. Every month has like 600 hours. You just take 6 of those hours for the first month, second month, and third month, and you've got all your products done. Now, what you could do is you say in the fourth month, I'm going to create another $100 product. I'm going to take 6 hours to do that. You could schedule that into every single month, 6 hours on product creation. You could do 2 the first week, 2 the second week, 2 the third week, and take the fourth week off from product creation. So our game plan is to get to 10 grand a year. We need 300 to 1,000 subscribers a month. To do that, we have to come up with a game plan for getting to that number. Now, I just gave you one idea for traffic. We'll talk a little bit more about some other things in a moment. This isn't traffic training. This is game plan training. But one idea would just be to say YouTube a day for the full year, and there's your daily game plan has it penciled in, 2 p.m., 10 minutes YouTube, 5 minutes upload. Done. It's done. It's just that easy. Send it out on your social media. Send it out to everybody you know. Ask them to share it. You do that for 30 days. You'd be amazed at how many people are watching your video every time it comes out. And that's without doing any paid advertising. And, of course, you could do some paid advertising. Okay, so what do we have in our schedule so far? We have YouTube 10 minutes a day. Obviously, it could be something else that's organic, or it could be paid. You could say, you know what? I've got money in my pocket, but I don't have 10 minutes of time every day. So I'll pay $100 a day for some paid traffic, and I'll learn how to make that convert. I'll figure out how to make it convert. Not because I'm going to do it for 3 days in a row and find I only got 8 leads, but because I'm going to be committed to doing it for 60 days in a row, no matter what. Okay? And you say, well, I don't want to invest that money. You're going to invest the time. So it's time or money, or both. So what do we have in our game plan so far? We have 10 minutes on YouTube every day and then upload for 5 minutes. We have 2 hours per week. That could be done on Monday and Tuesday, 1 hour on Monday and 1 hour on Tuesday, in order to be able to have the products that we need. So then we have our coaching program, 30 people at $100 a month. What's that take? It takes an hour of delivery as often as you do it. So a great coaching program is 2 times a month. You meet and you teach for an hour and take questions afterwards. That's a great coaching program. You could do a weekly coaching program if you wanted to. So let's just say you did a weekly coaching program. What would it take? Once a week for 1 hour, you're teaching. Now, realistically, it becomes 2 hours because you had to spend 30 minutes putting an outline together, 30 minutes taking questions. You know, maybe you end up with 2 hour block. So now we're up to 4 hours each week, 2 hours on product creation, 2 hours on your coaching delivery, and then 15 minutes times 5 days is 75 minutes, basically another hour. You've got basically 5 hours of every single week is pre-planned. And if you'll do that all year long, you'll have the products, the coaching, and the subscribers that you need to generate $100,000 by the end of the year. So $100,000 revenue should be 10 grand a month. So now we say, and I got to this when I was talking about YouTube, you say, well, what will it take to get the subscribers? I'll tell you, folks, this was on the next page of my notes, but I live and breathe this stuff so much that when I saw the note for the other thing about the 300 to 1,000 subscribers, it just naturally follows, hey, what will it take to get the subscribers? And so, you know, that's an example of what happens when you know your topic cold. And I highly recommend you've got to learn your topic cold. And another thing, you know, folks ask me, well, how can I coach or how can I teach before I know everything there is to know? What I did when I first got started, and I'm almost hesitate to tell you this because I don't want you to take this as a crutch, as an easy way out. But if you're really timid and you know, I didn't even enter my mind to do a live coaching program when I initially did it. I did an email coaching program. Folks would send me questions. If I didn't know the answer, I go look up the answer, and then I give them the answer. You don't have to know everything about your niche to start a coaching program. Same thing on a live call. If somebody asks me a question on a live call, I've been doing this long enough, and I don't want to brag here, but I know a lot of the answers. And if I don't know the answer, I can usually ask a few questions and help you come up with an answer. And then if I still don't know the answer, occasionally I'll say, you know, I just don't know. Can I get back with you next week? Or and they say, you know what, I don't know because that's way outside the scope of this program. And I'm sorry, I can't help you. And what happens sometimes when that happens is somebody else on the coaching call will raise their hand and say, I know the answer. And that's the value of having a coaching program. There's almost a mastermind effect that occurs. So let's talk about what will it take to get the subscribers. So organic, which means, you know, writing articles, guest blogging, doing videos, social media, et cetera, it takes time, but it's cheap up front. It takes time. Like I said earlier, this was in my notes for now, but like I said earlier, I believe most people can get to 30 subscribers a day by doing a YouTube video a day. Now, the way to do that, obviously, is at the end of the video, 3 to 5 minute video, the end of the video it says, by the way, if you'd like to, you know, learn more about this topic, go to xyz.com, you know, XYZ website, your website, obviously not xyz.com. I have no idea what's there, so probably better off not finding out. Okay, that was just off the top of my head. But your website, your domainname.com, and download my free guide. Basically, it's an opt-in page, a squeeze page. They give you their name and email address, and they get your free guide. I believe you just do one video a day for the first 30 days. Be pretty aggressive about telling everybody you know about it. Probably after the first 30 days, just send an email to your list each day, because now you've probably got 100 people on your list. After the first month, just send an email announcing your video each day, post it to your social media, and you're probably getting, you know, 500 or 1,000 views a day in a few months. And in a few, my guess is even a few months, you may get to 20 or 30 subscribers a day. You'd support that video with the daily blog and, you know, maybe a weekly guest post somewhere else. Also, have someone else, have others post on your website. So even if you're doing video, if you're doing a video a day, you might as well just have that video transcribed, cost you maybe $5 to have it transcribed, and that becomes your daily guest post. Or you can do a lagging thing. So 10 days after the video, you then have the transcription as your guest post, you know, on somebody else's website or on your website. You can also have other people post on your site, and the wonderful thing about that is when other people post, a lot of times, they want to tell their subscribers about their post. And so when they do, you're going to get additional prospects coming to your website, you know, people talking about it. Traffic breeds traffic. So from an organic perspective, you really can make this happen. Now, when I got started, we used to write articles. And, you know, I think I averaged 100 articles a month for my first year, you know, writing those. If you look at that as 20 days in the month, of working days, that's 5 articles a day. I remember there were days when I wrote like 20 articles, but that was rare. You know, I might write 5 or 10 articles, take a couple of days off, write 5 or 10 articles. That's hard work. That's a lot harder work than doing a video a day. And I think I probably didn't do it because there wasn't as much video back then. I mean, streaming wasn't what it is now. But there's a huge place for doing the blog posts and the articles. I love the combination with video. So that's organic. Now, paid. You say, you know what, I don't have the time to do all that organic stuff. And, of course, organic takes time. I told you it would be several months probably before you're getting the kind of subscribers that you want. But the nice thing about paid is you can go to a paid channel and you can invest $100 today and have whatever that will buy you on that channel, 100 visitors or 200 visitors or whatever, that day. And you send them to a squeeze page. And maybe the first day you get 100 visits for $100 and you get 3 subscribers. And this is what kills people, folks. This is what kills people. They look at those stats and they say, I'll go broke because it costs me $33 per subscriber and I will go broke doing this, so I won't invest $100 tomorrow. But the wise person would study the traffic, find out what was wrong, split test and optimize the squeeze page, split test and optimize the 3-line ad, split test the picture until they're getting 9 subscribers for $100, until they're getting 12 subscribers for $100, until they're getting 25 subscribers for $100. Now they're at $4 a subscriber. And if you're making 20 or 30 bucks a subscriber, you can invest $4 to make 20. Now sure, the 20 is going to come out over the next 5 months. You know, they're not going to all spend it on the first day. But you get this idea that if I spend $4,000 every month on traffic and get 1,000 subscribers, and those 1,000 subscribers, you know, end up being equal to, let's say, $15,000, when I back the $4,000 off, I'm at $11,000. And I mean, we're just over that particular number. So paid traffic, you can do it with paid, but you've got to be willing to invest. You've got to be willing to test different places. You know, there may be social media outlets. You test them. You say, does this work for me or not? Does this work for me or not? You test them. You've got to be persistent. So you're gonna spend money. You're not going to get it all back right away. But down the road, if you're testing and investing, then 60 to 90 days down the road, you ought to be at a break-even place. 60 to 90 days after that, you're better than that. Now, you may be saying, well, you know, I can't invest $100 a day and not get it back right away. Well, you should probably be doing organic traffic then. But for many of you, you've got a full-time job. You could invest $100 a day on traffic, and you'd probably be better to spend $100 a day on traffic, spend 15 minutes a day testing and tweaking for 90 days, making no money at all, than slaving away for 6 hours a day trying to make the organic thing happen. And so it really has to it depends on where you are at in life, whether or not you're going to go with the organic or the paid method. Paid, once you figure it out, it's scalable. It's really scalable. Whereas video, once you figure video out, I mean, you can only record so many videos a day, and you can only send so many emails to your list telling them all about your video. So, I mean, really, no matter how much money you make, no matter how big your business gets, you're going to be limited number of videos. But with paid traffic, I mean, there's so many platforms out there. There's search engines, there's search traffic, there's content traffic, there's traffic networks, there's all the social media that you can advertise, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you're going to have to go in there and find out what works for your niche, what works for you, what works well for you. You know, the people on a certain social media platform may convert better than others, but you'll never know until you go out there and do the traffic and kind of figure it out. You know, the same thing with organic. You've got to have a whatever-it-takes attitude for organic to work. You know, it's just like paid. You say, I'm going to invest every day, and I'm going to test and tweak. And same thing with organic. You've got to put that time and energy in. Okay, so now that you have that game plan and what it's going to take, we've covered all the bases. We've covered all the bases. You've got to have traffic, advertising or organic. You've got to get the subscribers. Your opt-in page has to convert. You've got to have the product so they have something to buy. The one thing that we did not talk about here was writing emails and your email campaign. And we're just pulling in right now. Write an email a day. Takes you 15 minutes. 15 minutes to write an email a day. You want to be able to hit your monthly goals. So what are those monthly goals going to be? At the end of the year, you're at $10,000 a month, so you're going to ramp up from zero to $10,000 over the course of the next 10 months. So maybe it's $1,000 the first month, two the second, three the third. Subscribers, you want to get to 1,000 subscribers by the end of the year. Start out with 50, and then 100, and then 150, and then whatever it takes, 250, 350, 500, you know, to get to 1,000. You don't have to do 1,000 your first month. So you're going to scale it up. Same thing with products. You're just going to work, I think we agreed, you'd work 2 hours a week on your product creation, and in 3 months you'd have a product at $100, you'd have a product at $300, you'd have a product at $50, and then 2 more hours every single week, and you have your coaching program in place. So 15 minutes for YouTube and 15 minutes for emails every day, so you're at another hour on email and an hour on YouTube, so you're up to 6 or 8 hours per week. Now that you know this, you can write this down, and this is your plan. Every week, I'm going to do 2 hours of product creation. I'm going to write emails for an hour and 15 minutes. I'm going to do YouTube for an hour and 15 minutes. What else is there? I'm going to deliver my coaching program for 2 hours. You know, maybe you spend an hour a week writing sales letters. You're up to about 7 hours a week. Now, on Monday morning, before you do anything, you just pencil all this in. You say, okay, Tuesday, I'm going to do product creation from 12 to 2. Wednesday, I'm going to deliver my coaching program from 12 to 2. Every day at 10 o'clock a.m., I'm going to write an email for 15 minutes. When the email's done at 10:15, at 10:15, I'm going to do my video of the day. And at 10:30, I'm done. You say, what do I do with the other 33 hours in the week? Well, you could start writing e-books. You could write Kindle books. You could record more products. You could start blogging more. You could record more videos. You could create more products. You could find additional ways to get guest blogging opportunities. There's all kinds of things you can do the other 33 hours, but the core things that need to happen for you to get where you want to a year from now are planned out every single week in advance for a full year. They're on your calendar every single week in advance for a full year. 2 hours of product creation, 2 hours of coaching program, an hour and 15 minutes a week for email, an hour and 15 minutes on YouTube. And, you know, maybe you say, you know what, I'm going to spend 30 minutes a day blogging. Great. So 2.5 hours a week is going to be on blogging. Okay? You'll know what to do each and every day because you'll be able to wake up on Monday and make yourself a schedule. And when you wake up on Tuesday, you'll know what you're supposed to do. Now, notice, I want you to notice something. Nothing in here. By the way, before I say this, I want to say I've simplified this. I've boiled this down. But there's not much more to making the money than this. There really isn't. I'm sure. You got to kind of figure out where the people hang out. But if you test, you'll find out. If you just start writing articles and doing videos and buying some traffic, you'll find out where they hang out, where they don't. You don't even have to know. But I mean, you could use some good common sense to figure it out. You say, well, how do I know what they want? Just do a survey. Everybody that subscribes to your list, using your autoresponder software, you just add a question in. What is your biggest challenge with whatever it is your niche is? You do that with like 200 subscribers, you probably have about 50 responses. If you read those, you will know what kind of products to create. They'll tell you what kind of products to create. It's no more difficult than that, folks. It's really not. And you say, well, what about all these emails I keep getting? I get 100 emails a day. I've got to learn how to do this, and I've got to learn how to do this, and there's this new software that's coming out, and it's going to change the world forever, and if I don't buy this software, I'm going to be left in the dust. Folks, I don't even read those emails, and I continue to have a successful business. You don't need all of that other stuff in order to have a successful business. I don't buy that stuff. Why? I don't need it. I focus on these core things that we've talked about right here. And by the way, I was not planning to dig into as much of what it really takes to get to 100 grand today. I was really going to make this, you know, more just about the numbers. So hopefully this has been helpful. So notice there's nothing in your game plan about reading emails because they send them to you. Why do they send them to you? Because you blindly put your name and email address in some opt-in box. Does that mean that you are morally obligated to spend an hour a day reading email for the rest of your life? There's nothing in here about spending an hour a day watching videos on how to do things. You say, well, Sean, don't you do that? No. If I need to know how to do something, then I strategically say, okay, from 12 to 2 today, I'm going to go learn how to do this. And if I spend an hour in YouTube and I have not figured it out in an hour, I'm going to go want to buy a product that teaches me how to do it. And in fact, if I spend 5 minutes in YouTube and find I can't figure out how to do it, I'm probably going to go buy a product that teaches me how to do it. Or I'm going to go hire somebody that knows how to do it. I'm just going to say, teach me. So I don't spend hours and hours and hours watching video to figure out how to do things. Never have. Never have. Now, I may go buy a 20-hour training program and spend the next 20 hours of my life learning how to do something, and then I go implement it. But I don't have hardly any of my time is spent mindlessly surfing the web. I can't remember the last time I mindlessly surfed the web. Same thing with with social media. Now, I don't do social media. And you say, well, Sean, I've heard that social media is a requirement to be able to be, you know, profitable. Well, I don't know who's paying the bills, but it's not social media. I don't do social media. So I say all that to say that if you become laser focused on what you need to do and just do that, that's the secret to time management. Because wouldn't you rather, instead of having 40 hours of work to do or 60 hours of work to do, that you have to use time management secrets to squeeze into 30? Wouldn't you rather just have 7 hours of work to do? And then, you know, if you spent another 7 hours fiddling around, it'd be no big deal. Still only 14 hours. That's my secret to time management. Because I only work on the things that are very, very, very important. Okay, let's move on. That's your 100K game plan. Now, I'm going to go another game plan I'm going to give you is 100K to 300K. So this is you're already at 100K. If you're not at 100K, this isn't for you. Now, the process might be for you. So if you're at 80K or 50K or 30K, this is basically the tripling model. I'm going to give you the tripling model today. So this is the tripling model. We're going to put numbers to it, 100K to 300K. We're going to use the exact same thing that we did in the last one. We're going to say if having 30 units at 100 a month and 30 units at 100 each and 10 units at 300 and 20 units times 50 equals $10,000, then what do we need to do $30,000 a month, which is what it'll take to get to 300? Well, $30,000 a month would be 90 times 100 people in a coaching program, 90 times 100 people buying a one-time item, 30 people buying the $300 item, and 60 people buying the $50 item. I mean, think about it. That's the difference. Now, that's the example, but you already know the difference between you. If you're already at 100 grand, you already know what you're doing to do 100 grand. You don't even have to triple my imaginary numbers. Just triple your numbers. See, what's it going to take to sell three times as many units? And here's the thing. There's a few different ways to triple what you're doing. One is to improve your funnel. Now, if you already improved your funnel to get to 100 grand, you don't need to. But if you've never optimized your funnel and optimized your email campaigns, you could probably double your business just by optimizing and maximizing every sales page and every email so that you only have the best emails and the best sales letters going out. You probably double sales at the end of the year. Now, that's not triple. That's double. But you have two more ways to do it. Another thing that you can do is you can just say, okay, what's my existing traffic source? Let me triple it. Okay, now, if it's organic traffic, it may be hard to triple overnight. It might take 5 years, you know, or maybe you make some major investments like the big corporations do, and you're able to triple it. If it's paid traffic, it's much easier to triple. And as you grow your business, you may find that you want to migrate from organic traffic to more paid traffic. Why? Because it's scalable. Because you're able to say, okay, I get 1,000 subscribers a month. I spend $4,000 a month to get them. All I got to do is triple my investment, triple what's going on here, and now I've got 3,000 subscribers coming in, and I'm doing 30 grand a month instead of 10. Now, obviously, if we're tripling the amount that we're spending, then, you know, we may need to get to 400,000 to net that 300. We do that by combining three times the traffic with improving the funnel. The third thing that we're able to do is 80-20 analysis on our business. If you're doing $100,000, I can almost guarantee you that 80,000 of those dollars are coming from about 20% of your effort. So meaning that if you get 1,000 visits a month or 3,000 visits a month to do 100 grand, probably 600 of those visits are driving $80,000. Now, what that means is, that you could stop paying for all of the other traffic, the other 2,400 visits, and only pay for the 600 that are worthwhile. So let's say you're spending, $4,000 in traffic right now. You could probably drop that down to $800 instead of $4,000. So 20% of your current ad spend and still do $80,000 instead of $100. Now you say, but Sean, how's that going to get us to $300? You're going backwards. You're right. Because now that we're only spending $800 on traffic, but our budget's $4,000, if we get five times the traffic from whatever the source is that's costing us $800, we're back to our $4,000, but we may be able to generate five times the traffic, five times the revenue, so $80,000 times five. Folks, at its face, 80-20 sounds really simple. 80-20 is bandied about a lot. It's trite. People talk about it a lot. Books are written about it. When you look at it, you say, yeah, I know that. But it wouldn't really wouldn't work for me. I promise you, if you've never done it on your business, almost guaranteed 80% of your revenue is coming from 20% of your traffic. And if you just find out what 20% that is, then you can eliminate everything else that you do. Okay, now, if you're at a limited traffic source, so, you know, we've talked about video, let's say YouTube, we've talked about video as being something that will get you to maybe $100,000 worth of traffic with a video a day or two videos a day. It's not likely, though, that just by tripling the number of videos that you'll be able to go to triple the revenue. You're probably not going to get triple the clicks. But there's a few things that can happen. Number one, you could say, okay, why don't I just start buying traffic directly to the videos? I've got videos that work. I'm going to buy traffic to them. Same thing with your blog posts. You've got blog posts that work, drive traffic to them. If you've got guest blog posts that work, you can just pay to drive traffic to them. Okay? Or you pay to drive traffic to an opt-in page and then immediately send people to whatever the video is so that they're primed. But here's another way to do it, folks. Maybe you have a $100,000 business cranking along. You cannot make it grow no matter what. Let's get out of the box here and say, why don't I just create another business just like this in a similar niche? Because then I can cross-sell to the people in my niche. I can promote myself to myself. I can create a brand new business. I can create two brand new businesses that will each do another $100,000. So I'm giving you a bundle of ideas here. There's many different ways. You've got to determine which of these ways you're going to run with so that you can game plan it. So if we want to get to 300 grand and we say, I'm going to improve my funnel, then your 10-month game plan is, month one, I'm going to codify all the emails with tracking code so that I know who reads which emails and whether they buy or not from this email. And then month two, I'm going to code all of my sales pages so that they're all getting split tests so I know which sales letters are making me money and which are not. And every single month, all the way through. Every single month, you just do one thing. You don't have to do it all the first month. When people try to do things all the first month, they get overwhelmed. We don't want to get overwhelmed here. We don't want to get overwhelmed, folks. Just one thing at a time. Same thing with three times in the traffic. Let's say you're doing paid traffic. You're spending $4,000 a month. Just add 10% every single month. Next month, it's 44. Next month, it's whatever, 4,880 or whatever that number would be. Just add 10%. I think by the end of 10 iterations, you'll be at 10%. By 7 iterations, you'll double. So, you know, you may have to add 12% every month to be able to triple by the 10th or the 12th month. But you can do 80-20 analysis right now, find the parts of your traffic that are not working, get rid of it, and then triple the spend on the good traffic, and you'll have more leads coming in. Because remember, if you've got a proven email funnel that makes you $35 per subscriber, if you can just double the number of traffic, amount of traffic that's coming into that at $35 a subscriber, you don't have to do anything else. You're going to double your money. Now, folks, you'll notice that in the $0 to $100,000 plan, I mentioned it one time, but I didn't really harp on this idea of dollars per subscriber because folks that are at zero don't get it usually. They don't fully get it. But if you're doing 100 grand, you can figure out how much that number is. You can say, I don't even know. Well, if you just figure out how many subscribers did you make last year. So let's say you took in 3,000 subscribers last year and you made $100,000 last year, you make $33 per subscriber. If you've got 4,000 people on your list and you make $100,000 a year, you're $25 per subscriber. And that means you can easily go out and spend $4 or $5 per subscriber because you know by the end of the year that's going to be worth $25 to you. Now, by improving the funnel, we can improve that from 25 to 50 maybe. But by increasing the traffic, we're able to double the total number of dollars by running 80-20 analysis on what you're doing to be able to find the exact part of your business that's not operating well and dump it, get rid of it. You know, a lot of times folks will say, well, you know, when you find parts of your business that are not as profitable, outsource them because it's not worth your time. Look, if it's not worth your time, who's to say it's even worth your outsourcer's time? You say, well, you know, it's a positive thing. I pay them $10, I make $12. Is it worth managing 10 outsourcers for a 20% margin? Probably not. Now, I'm not saying don't outsource. I have people doing a lot of well work for me. I have a lot of people doing my work for me, and I could not run my business like I do without the people that do the work for me. I couldn't do it. But they're doing mission-critical tasks. They're doing tasks that I would do if I were doing them. I don't give people the tasks that don't belong in my business just because somebody else says I need to have them in my business. I give people the tasks that are in my business, but somebody else can do it maybe less expensively than I can do it. And let's face it, part of what I outsource is other people can do it better than I can do it. Other people can do some things better than I can do it. Or maybe I need to be shielded from things. So, for example, email. You know, I outsource most of my email. So I don't see 99% of my email, maybe even more than that. I don't know. I don't even see it. The reason I got rid of it was not because I couldn't do it in, say, 30 minutes a day and say, you know, it's well worth it to me because my time is worth more than this to have somebody else do it. And that may all be true. I don't even know what the numbers are. But I can tell you this. The reason I outsourced email is because I get dragged down because for every so many emails I get somebody that writes me a nasty email that tells me how horrible I am. Now, I know I should be really thick-skinned and not let that bother me. But guess what? I care enough about the people on my list. I want everybody to be happy. The problem is when one turtle comes along and I can't make him happy, no matter what I do, I can't make him happy, he drags my morale down because I really care so much. I've just decided I don't want to see those emails anymore. And in order for me not to see them, somebody else has to read them all and then only send me the really important one. Now, obviously, that kind of went down a path, and I said, wow, I really like this. And so over time, I've limited more and more what I even see to where, in theory, it's zero. There's always an email or two that flips through. But in theory now, it's zero. But that wasn't even a time thing for me. That was I have to get rid of this because my morale is down and I can't do good teaching when my morale is down. So, for example, hopefully you're thinking that I'm giving you good training right now. But I'm able to do this, one, because I know this stuff cold, but I'm able to deliver it to you in this way because I'm fresh. I haven't read a single hateful email today. Nobody's told me I should unsubscribe, that they should unsubscribe because they've gotten too many emails. I have not read... Well, in fact, I have to make a confession. I slipped in to answer a couple of good emails, and I kind of saw one in that had not been filtered yet. But because of the fact that I don't see this all the time, I don't even remember exactly what it was, but for the sake of disclosure, I'm giving it to you. But you've got to determine what's pulling you down in your business. Is it reading email for an hour a day? Is it social media? I determined what was pulling me down, and I said, you know what, I've got to get rid of it. And if somebody doesn't like the fact that I've gotten rid of it, it's my business, not theirs, and I can help more people by being totally on for a training like this than I can answering hate mail. Okay. So while we're on outsourcing, notice I did not talk about outsourcing when talking to you 100K. You can outsource, but my experience is learn how to do this stuff before you outsource it. Another thing that I outsource in my business is training. So if I buy a 10-hour training program or I buy a one-hour training program to learn how to do something, I don't have to listen to that training myself for 10 hours. I can outsource it to someone else. They can send me the notes from the training with timestamps. And then literally in 30 minutes, I can take the entire 10 hours worth of training, go listen to whatever 5-minute clips that I want to out of that, and I can learn everything that I need to in 10 hours worth of training because all of the bulk, all of the talk that's in there that is ums and ahs and everything, it's totally cut out because I'm paying somebody else to do it. You know, that's something critical. That's a critical part of my business. So I'm outsourcing a critical part of my business. Now, let's talk a little bit more about this 80-20. If you will really dig in your business to your 80-20, figure out where 80% of your sales are coming from. If you've got 10 products, probably 80% of your revenue is coming from two of those products. So if you will combine improving the funnel with tripling traffic with 80-20 analysis, you'll be absolutely amazed at what happens. Okay, so now we're going to go 300K to a million. And this is going to be the same process as 100K to 300K. But the key here is getting totally out of the day-to-day. It's getting totally out of the day-to-day. And when we were talking about the 100K to 300K, we're kind of talking about improving the funnel, three times traffic, 80-20 analysis, and getting into outsourcing. So, you know, if your time is worth $200 an hour and there's something that someone else can do for you for $20 an hour, you'll gladly pay $20 an hour so that it saves you $180. So that's one way that outsourcing works. Another way that outsourcing works, or the concept of outsourcing works, is that in order for you to run your business, it may require 200 man hours. Whatever you're worth per hour, you don't have 200 hours. You only have 30 or 40. And so in order for you to run a 200-man-hour business, you've got to outsource 160 of those hours. Okay? So, you know, I was kind of giving you the email example a few minutes ago. You know, once again, I cannot, although I'm sure that the numbers would support it, but I don't know what the numbers are for me to say, you know, my time is worth more than reading email. I don't want to come out and make that statement. What is important is that if I did not outsource email, then my week would be bigger than it is. So let's say it takes me 15 hours a week to do email. That's 15 hours a week I can't create products. That's 15 hours a week that I can't learn new things. That's 15 hours a week that I can't have for leisure. So time is critical. It's not just the money. So often folks think about outsourcing as I'm paying somebody to do something for less, and so I'm making money on it. But the idea with outsourcing is that if you're going to run a 200-man-hour business, you're going to have to outsource 160 hours. If you're going to run a 1,000-man-hour business, you're going to have to outsource 960 hours. It has nothing to do with how much those hours cost. It has to do with the fact that in order for you to make the kind of money that you want, your business probably needs more man-hours or woman-hours. Man-hours or woman-hours. In order to do that, you're going to have to pay people to do some of the work, and we call that outsourcing. But the key at the higher levels, is getting totally out of the day-to-day. Meaning that when you go to think about what you're going to do today, you're able to think about changing people's lives and only changing people's lives. You're not having to worry about whether the emails are coming out right. You're not having to worry about whether the membership's set up right. You're not having to worry about whether the blog is set up right. You're not having to worry about whether the plugins are right. You're not having to worry about whether people get their downloads or not. You're not having to worry about if websites are even live because you've got somebody else doing all of those things. The more you get out of the day-to-day and go to the higher level where you're sitting almost like an eagle on his perch and being able to look down at the work that you do, and instead of saying, okay, I've got to go work inside of the business, I'm able to direct the business. And we're able to have someone doing each one of the parts of your business. You know, when I say get out of the day-to-day, I'm not saying get out of the teaching and training. So obviously, if you are the face of your business and you teach and train and you need to create an hour a week of new training to do that, then you're doing it. Now, if you create a business that instead of is focused on your training, but you invite 10 teachers to do the training and you run a big business, you can step even further out of the way because you've got 10 trainers doing the training. Okay? So, you know, what are the mission critical things? So let's go back to the 100K model, and we talked about what some mission critical things are. Let's pull those back out and say there's four things. There's advertising or organic. We've got to get the prospects. There's getting subscribers. There's the products, and there's the emails and email campaign. So we could say, okay, I'm going to get out of the day-to-day. I'm going to get out of the advertising. I'm going to get out of the organic, and other people are going to do all that for me. And by the way, if you're at that zero stage right now, you're at that 30K stage and you're like, well, how can I do that? I don't have the money. Remember, I'm not talking to you right now. You may be able to look at this and say, okay, I can hope to be there in 3 years, but you're not there now. And so your objection is it's not valid for what we're teaching right now because, remember, the stages for outsourcing is pre-100K, you're going to probably do everything yourself except maybe some things that you choose to outsource. Going beyond that, you've got to start outsourcing some things because you need more man hours. But when you really get into the higher levels, you've got to get out of the day-to-day. And so that means you're probably going to get out of the nitty-gritty of the advertising, the nitty-gritty of the writing the articles, the nitty-gritty of creating the videos. A team is going to do that for you, just like the big corporations. You're going to get out of the nitty-gritty of split testing opt-in pages. You're going to trust other people to create your opt-in pages for you, and they're going to get certain opt-in conversion rates, and you're going to have all the testing in place, and they're going to give you a report at the end of every single week that tells you what these numbers are so that you are able at a high level to go in and say, whoa, did we spend $4,000 last month on a losing opt-in page? What can we do to fix that? Now, hopefully, over time, you've got a good team, and they don't make big mistakes like that because you train them well, and they're doing it. You can even get to the place where your team members are creating some of your product training for you. Okay, now, if you're the face of the business, you probably still need your voice on things. If you're not the face of the business, then you can begin to back away more and more and more because you've got other people creating the products for you. So in your niche, you may bring together six different humans that create training, and you put that under a brand name, and so instead of being branded by your name and your face, it's being branded by a brand name and a logo, just like the big companies. And then the same thing with emails and email campaign. You know, when you're smaller, you've got to write all that yourself. When you're bigger, you may still say, you know what, I'm the face of the business, I write the daily email. It takes 15 minutes. What you can do is get away from hitting send. You can do is get away from formatting. What you can do is get away from writing every single one of them. You can have a team of people that begin to improve them and have contests. Hey, how can I write an email that sounds like Sean? And seriously, you do that long enough, you get other people able to do the exact same work that you're able to do. So the same thing about 80-20. At this point, you probably mastered the traffic escalation. At this point, you've probably mastered traffic escalation. You've probably fine-tuned the funnel. 80-20 is probably the biggest thing right now in your business to going to the next level. So we're going to do 80-20 at a deep, 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 deep level. If you already did 80-20 a year ago, you can do 80-20 on your new iteration and just get rid of more things. It'll be absolutely amazing. And that's why I think a lot of folks lose the ball with 80-20. Is they say, well, because of the fact that I've already done 80-20, I know the 20% that gets the results, so all I'm doing is 20% work. But here's the thing. If you do 5 times 20% work, the 80-20 rule will work on that again, and you'll find that there is another cream of the crop part of what you're doing that will allow you to double or triple again. Okay? So 80-20 is critical to continue doing it on down the road. As you do it, you can do it with new traffic sources, but you can do it with your entire business. So once again, when we're going to game plan this, we're going to say, okay, you know, in order to do this, what do we need? Say on a monthly basis, we're going to need 120K. What's that? Maybe it's going to cost us 4,000 subscribers a month to do that. It's going to cost us $5 per subscriber. That's 20K. We knock that off. We're at 100K. What do we need to do? We've got 300 at 100 a month. We've got 1,000 units. That now maybe we're going to talk about adding another level of membership in. Maybe we're going to say we'll have 1,000 units at $30 a month. We have 200 units at $300 a month, or not $300 a month, but one-time units. Well, there we are. We're practically at that number. And in fact, in this example, we've eliminated the $100 item, which we really should not have. And if we layer that in, then that's included in that number. You've got to game plan all of that out. I'm not being as specific here on this one because you know what your numbers are. There's no, I gave hypothetical numbers for that first tier because that's something to shoot for. You're already at these numbers. You need to shoot for something that's within the realm of what you're already doing. Apply the 80-20. Where are we going to grow? Where are we going to scale? What can we do to scale? We really want to focus on scaling. So it's 80-20 scaling. And remember, I'm standing by this. The key here is getting totally out of the day-to-day so that you are managing a team of individuals. You are like the conductor, and the people are your orchestra, the people that are working for you and doing the business, because you're not going to grow to those numbers doing it all yourself. Not only will you not grow to those numbers doing it all yourself, you won't grow to those numbers personally, you know, tuning everybody's violin for them. You're going to be directing them, and you're going to be out of the day-to-day. You're going to be directing them. You're going to be looking at high-level reports. You're going to be generating high-level ideas. And by the way, at this level, you may need more rest. You may need more downtime so that your mind can be fertile. At these levels, creativity is important. Creativity is important. The ability to have this level of leadership means you must work less, because if you're in there and you're working more, you become too involved. It's almost like all you can see is the trees instead of the forest. You're in there, you're working more, all you see is the trees, and you're not focusing on that big picture. So the more that you're able to step away, the more that you're able to outsource, the more that you're going to be able to grow. Now, here's the thing, and I think we've kind of touched on this. Notice, if you let it go, it doesn't mean you have to outsource it, okay? So if we've got something that we've let go, we said, you know what, we just don't need social media in our business. You don't have to outsource it. You say, I don't need it in my life. I may not need it in my business. Now, you also could say, I don't need it in my life, but the business needs it. That's fine. But you have to make that decision. You can't say that just because you don't need it means it needs to be in your business. It may not. You may not need to outsource absolutely everything. You've got to let go of the business, the day-to-day of the business, and let others do much of that 80-20 for you. You want to empower others to be able to do that in the advertising department, in the buying department, in the subscriber department, in the product creation department. So you get to the place, this takes you to even higher levels, where you outsource your 80-20. So you get to the place where two things. Number one, we can look at this from two different perspectives. Number one, you've got the 20% that you're holding on to. Outsource as much of that as possible. But also outsource the process of 80-20. Everybody's department, every 90 days, you can ask them to do 80-20 on their department, and their department's going to allow you to grow. Their department's going to grow, and then your business is going to grow. This is going to free you to do two things, only two things. Think and teach the critical components and be proactive. So strategy, and that's really comes under that umbrella of thinking. I spend a lot of time thinking in my business because the ideas that I come up with, if the ideas that I came up with are ideas we can just say, I can just outsource these ideas, other people can come up with all of these ideas, I can just borrow ideas from other people, I'm not innovating. I want to innovate. And so the idea is I'm going to think so that I can strategically come up with new creative ideas and that those new creative ideas can be implemented. So there's got to be thinking time and then the critical components of your business. Again, if you're the face of the business, one of those critical components is going to be teaching with your face on it. If other people are doing the critical components of your business, you know, if you've got a mastermind or a group of 10 people that are creating all of your training for you, then instead of having a name and a face to your business, you've got a brand and a logo to your business, then your critical time is spent, you know, maybe looking back and opening up new markets, You know, another way that you can grow is to open up new markets. You can say this business has grown as much as this market can do, but we're going to open up new markets. So, folks, I've given you the complete instructions, really, for creating a game plan. Let me review how it's going to work. You're going to determine what it is you want to accomplish at the end of the year. You're going to break it down into meaningful chunks. Every component is going to go into a meaningful chunk. And then that component, just like we talked about product creation, 2 hours a week, every component is going to have a weekly component, a monthly component. And then you're just going to put it on the schedule to get that particular thing done. And when you do this over the course of the year, you're able to look back. You've pre-created this calendar ahead of time. 3 months from now, you're able to look back and say, okay, we were supposed to be at this point. We're missing out on this item. We're getting ahead on this item. Great. Let's make some changes, et cetera, et cetera. The key here is that you're able to stick to the game plan that you created, and then secondarily that you're constantly evaluating the 80-20 principle on your business, no matter how many times you've done it in the past, and then also looking at ways that you can totally get out of the day-to-day so that your business not necessarily runs itself, but other people are running that business for you. You're able to spend your time thinking at a higher level and doing mission-critical types of things, such as planning long-term forward strategy so that you can continue to grow the business. With that, folks, let's go ahead and wrap up. And then obviously your homework at this point is to make your own game plan, break it down into components and bites, break it down into monthly bites, break it down into weekly bites. Depending on the size of your business, you're going to apply some of the concepts that we've talked about here. So the smaller the beginning business, you're going to get the big four components in place. As the business continues to grow, you're going to go into outsourcing, tripling traffic, improving your funnel, working on the 80-20 rule, and then as the business continues to grow at even a higher level, you're really going to get to the place where you're getting totally out of the day-to-day, including the 80-20, letting others do those components with you having broad-level overview. Again, this has been Sean Mize.